This is Apollo Control at 8 hours, 5 minutes. Apollo 16 at the present time is maneuvering to the proper attitude for calibrating the optics system that will be used in a series of star sightings. These are taken routinely on the trans-Earth and trans-lunar legs of the flight. The information is fed into the onboard guidance system and is used to update the onboard system's knowledge of so-called state vector, the trajectory that the vehicle is currently on. This data is then compared with the ground figures. And as the spacecraft maneuvers into this attitude, we lose lock with the high-gain antenna and have a momentary dropout in communications. Again, to reiterate the description that we've gotten from the crew on what appears to be paint peeling from a portion of the lunar module thermal skins, about 45 minutes ago, or at about 7 hours and 17 minutes, Charlie Duke came on the circuit to describe the location of the lunar module from which a series of white particles that had been described earlier as drifting past the command module appeared to be emanating from. He said it was on the side of the lunar module between the Omni antenna and the one of the LEM tanks, and had the appearance of skin that was torn or shredded, with particles coming off at the rate of about 5 to 10 per second. The initial reaction here in the control center was that one of the mylar or Kapton skins, which are stretched over the lunar module surface for maintaining the thermal control, proper temperatures within the vehicle, had shredded, and it was these particles coming off. This is a very fragile material physically, and since the lunar module, of course, does not have to withstand aerodynamic forces, these surfaces can be very lightweight and consequently are quite fragile. The initial concern was for what had shredded the material. Later, Ken Mattingly gave us a further description, and also we coupled that with information from the LEM systems engineer here in the control center. Ken's description was that the material appeared to be paint peeling back from a hard surface. The LEM systems engineer verified that the skins at that point on the lunar module are very thin aluminum. He said they were 4 mils thick and are painted, which would indicate that the skin itself, the aluminum structure, is not damaged, but that the paint, which is also on there for thermal purposes, is apparently peeling back. At the present time, we're continuing to evaluate what effects that might have thermally on the equipment beneath the area. The panels, the thermal skins are over RCS System A, one of the two RCS systems tanks, the oxidizer tank, helium tank, and also a water tank was reported in that area. One of the things that has been discussed and is still under consideration is the possibility of having the crew enter the lunar module, power it up enough to give us a look at some of those systems and perhaps allow us to draw some further conclusions as to what might be happening. As we mentioned previously, the only measurements that we have on the lunar module at the present time are the power measurements. We're monitoring the amount of power that is being supplied from the command module to the lunar module.
I-16 Houston, go to Highgate. 16, go Highgate. Houston, give us a high gain antenna.